This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday Russian forces occupy about 20% of Ukrainian territory as the war approaches its 100th day on Friday and fighting continues on several fronts. Speaking to the Luxembourg Parliament in a virtual speech Thursday, Zelensky asked the lawmakers to just imagine constant fighting, which stretches along the front line for more than 1,000 kilometers. He said the Ukrainian area controlled by Moscow's forces is comparable to the size of the Netherlands. Zelensky did not say how much territory Russia had captured since the start of its invasion February 24th. Moscow seized Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014, and Russian-backed separatists had also captured parts of the eastern Donbas region, where fighting is now the most intense. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Washington Thursday the support the United States and NATO allies are providing Ukraine is making a difference every day on the battlefield, but he does not expect a quick end to the conflict. Stoltenberg spoke to reporters outside the White House following a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The NATO chief would make no predictions about how long he expected the Ukrainian conflict to last.
Wars are by nature unpredictable, and therefore we just have to be prepared for the long haul, because what we see is that this war has now become a war of attrition, where the Ukrainians are paying a high price for defending their own country on the battlefield.
Stoltenberg said NATO and NATO allies have deployed troops in the eastern part of Europe as a deterrence and to prevent escalation of the war, not as a provocation. This is VOA News. Police in the central southwest city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, said Thursday a man who blamed his surgeon for ongoing back pain after a recent surgery bought an assault-style rifle hours before opening fire at a Tulsa medical office, killing the surgeon and three other people before fatally shooting himself. Speaking at a news conference, Tulsa Police Chief Wendell Franklin says the gunman, identified as 45-year-old Michael Lewis, had recently undergone back surgery performed by Dr. Preston Phillips and had called the clinic repeatedly complaining of pain. Lewis was in the office Tuesday and received treatment from Dr. Phillips. Lewis also called the clinic again Wednesday before the shooting. The police chief said they found evidence of the gunman's intent.
We have also found a letter on the suspect which made it clear that he came in with the intent to kill Dr. Phillips and anyone who got in his way. He blamed Dr. Phillips for the ongoing pain following the surgery.
Franklin said Lewis shot and killed Phillips Wednesday along with another doctor, a receptionist, and a patient. Britain's Queen Elizabeth joined the working members of her family on the balcony of Buckingham Palace Thursday as British military aircraft roared overhead in honor of her 70 years on the throne. The six-minute display included Typhoon jets flying in formation, spelling out the number 70. Formal celebrations of the Platinum Jubilee began with the Trooping the Colour, an annual military review that has marked the sovereign's official birthday since 1760. The 96-year-old queen is Britain's longest-reigning monarch and the first to reach the milestone of reigning for seven decades on the throne. The event is being celebrated over 4 days throughout Britain and Commonwealth nations throughout the world. Australia, for example, celebrated the Jubilee by lighting a beacon on the Capitol building in Canberra and illuminating landmarks throughout the nation in lights of royal purple. The Australian partner of a journalist who has been detained in China for nearly 2 years said Thursday the journalist is being denied the chance to speak with her family and consular staff, and her health is declining because of a poor prison diet. Journalist Cheng Li, an Australian who was born in China, was detained in August of 2020 on charges of suspicion of sharing state secrets. In March, she was tried in Beijing, but Australian diplomats weren't allowed inside the courtroom. Since the trial, Chinese authorities have deterred announcing the verdict. The 46-year-old Cheng had worked as a business journalist for Chinese state broadcaster China Global Television Network. Speaking about the case publicly for the first time, Cheng's partner, Nick Coyle, said he was very worried about her health and the lack of access to her family and Australian consular staff. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday Russian forces occupy about 20% of Ukrainian territory. Reporting via remote.